Hello everybody, Andy here again. This morning I heard one of those interviews on the radio that makes your blood boil a little bit and gets you a little bit annoyed and start, well, if not shouting at the radio, at least talking to it. It was one of those politicians who comes on knowing full well that the programme, whether it be on TV or whether it be on radio, all those breakfast shows have got a limited amount of time. They've all got the weather to do, the news and all the other regular reports about this, that and the other, sport and media and entertainment and financial reports, etc. And the guy came in to talk about a specific government topic. This is a government minister. And what he attempted to do to start off with was to divert the conversation onto something else. It was a related point, admittedly, but it was completely nothing to do with the actual topic that was supposed to be discussed. And he kept going on and on and on about this. The radio interviewer tried to say, okay, fair enough, this may have happened, that may have happened, we're not going to agree on this, let's put it to one side and get on with the interview. But the guy kept going on and on. And it appeared to me, it seemed pretty blatantly obvious that he was stalling for time, knowing full well that the poor interviewer only had a certain amount of time, only a couple of minutes or something, to get to the real salient points of the argument and the questions that he wanted to ask. But that sort of thing never used to happen years ago. Now, there's two sides to this, really. The politicians themselves are now briefed. They've got people who tell them what to do, what to say, what not to say. We've seen that in recent presidential election debates over there in America, where certain Republican candidates obviously haven't been briefed on certain things, or not briefed very well, and therefore they can't talk about them. That's a bit of a worrying topic in one other way. But now their politicians are briefed about their media appearances, what they say, what they do, where they should pose, who they should pose with, where not to have a photograph taken. Don't give the press an opportunity to take a silly photo of you with a particular sign above your head or that type of thing. It's all tied up, it's all nice and cosy, and it, you know, nothing supposedly can go wrong. But the other side of that is that us, the ordinary people now, are far more media savvy. We are, after all, a lot of us now, media creators. Here I am creating a piece of media on my phone. And we do it with blogs, we do it with various types of podcasting, whether it be like this, or we do it with videos, etc. Even if you're just recording things of your own family, or silly little things of your dog playing, or your cute kitten, or something like that. The moment you upload it to one of the sites, YouTube, Facebook even, Audio Boo, blogs, posts, etc., you are a media creator, and because of that, you're getting far more media savvy yourself. You're understanding the way that things are because you start looking at things. Also nowadays, we have far more media correspondents on the news, on radio, TV and magazines and that. So we are exposed to this a lot more. So we now see when these people are trying to pull the strings, should we say, trying to pull the wool over our eyes, trying to, you know, stall the interview, stall for time, and then run the rings around the interviewers themselves. Those little tricks that years ago they might not have done because, you know, they weren't schooled the way they are, although the cleverer ones would always have done this, I'm very sure. But now the people like us are seeing straight through this. We are now media savvy. If you think back to years ago, we've all recorded, or a lot of us recorded with photographs, but especially when videos came into play, old-fashioned videos, even back to cine films and things like that. People used to record their kids' lives, their daily lives even to an extent, but we had no way of actually putting it online. We had no way of making it into a piece of media content. All it was private use, should we say, and we can all remember those jokes, or even might even have been subjected to those little slideshows of people that used to do on an evening where they pull down the curtains and they put up the big screen and they'd show the slides from their holidays and everybody would be sitting there cringing, that type of thing. Nowadays, you won't be subjected to that unless you go onto the internet to do it, because people do this type of thing in a different way. But as I said, because of that, we've come far more wise to what the politicians and other people, for that matter, do. And you can see the tricks. You can listen to it on the radio. You can see the tricks that people do on the TV, and that where they stall for time, they'll repeat the question, or they'll say something that absolutely, or they'll say so, or, you know, that type, all those sort of buzz expressions or buzzwords which delay things, get them a chance to formulate their own answer, or try to remember the answer that they should give, because that's so often the case nowadays with politicians especially, and but so increasingly with so many other people, because of the prevalence of media reporting, so many people are scared to say the wrong thing, which is why so many interviews nowadays with musicians of the sort of sphere that I tend to move in, not that I meet them, but I'm interested in that type of thing. And I don't think a lot of people are aware that most interviews nowadays with rock stars, music stars, aren't actually conducted in person. They're conducted over the phone. That way, both sides can record the conversation and they know what's going to happen. And it's far easier to give less away if you're not actually sitting close to someone. We've all, you know, people study body language nowadays, something that people never used to do. So many of these interviews are actually done over the phone. It could be a transatlantic conversation. That doesn't always come across in the printed interview itself, because after all, if I was to interview some famous rock star, would I really want to say that I didn't actually meet them? It sounds much better from my point of view if I don't say anything at all and give the viewer, the reader, the impression that I was actually there sitting next to this famous person. So media has come a long way over the years, but it works in both ways. The people who try to pull the wool over our eyes and now getting found out by the ordinary member of the public. You don't have to be a highly paid intellectual graduate or something like that to see through these things. An ordinary person like me, like you, can listen to the radio, watch the TV every morning and see the politicians trying to stall for time, trying to stall the interviews or the articles or whatever that is going on. We're all becoming media savvy. Now, whether that's a good thing or not, I'm not so sure. But all the time that I can create my own media, I think it's a good thing. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.